Yours new, Catch Me When I Fall and Run Away before that, 105.9 Bishop FM. Dennis Duncan, a very good afternoon to you. And you know, I'm really, really pleased, and I'd love to welcome our local MP for Bishop Auckland. It's Helen Goodman. Happy New Year, Helen.
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners as well.
Welcome to Bishop FM.
Thank you.
How was your festive season?
It was very pleasant, very relaxing. Spent the time with my family, eating too much, you know, the usual, but... As a matter of fact, I think I found the one sunny day between Christmas and New Year and went up for a walk on Bowes Moor, which was really good, actually.
Our thoughts, obviously, are with everybody that's been affected by the floods. I mean, we've had some horrendous weather in the last month or so. And our thoughts are with everybody, you know, that are affected. And we have some people that are not too far away from us have been affected by the floods, haven't we?
Well, over in Appleby and those places, it's been pretty... Well, very alarming indeed, and horrible for them. And of course, I think Durham was on high alert earlier this week. I don't know if anybody actually got flooded.
Yeah, and we're on sort of weather alert at the moment as well with the snow and everything. You've just battled through that. we've got a Met Office warning between now and 5 o'clock today. So it's rain, and now it's the snow. But obviously, everybody, including yourself on your side of the house, are trying to do as much as you can for those that have been affected by the floods.
Yes, very definitely. I mean, there are two issues, really. One is the emergency response okay, and do we get help to people when they need it? And two, what are we doing to prevent the floods? And there are two things that are really important. One is investing in flood defences, and there has been a debate this week about whether the cuts to flood defences were, you know, wise or not, and, you know, I've got some scepticism about that. And the other, of course, is the action to stop climate change, because that's one of the underlying reasons why we're getting these extreme weather events. I mean, these were, you know, record rainfalls, and so we do need to keep the pressure up on the climate change.
And the funding that the government have promised is somewhere to the thing in the region of £10 million. That is going to be forthcoming, is it?
I'm sure if they say they're going to do it, I'm sure they will. I mean, I think that the issue was more that they had cut these flood defences, and that's what colleagues were standing up in Parliament this week criticising.
Now, you're here for a reason, because you've got a special meeting taking place, not next Monday, but Monday on the 18th of January.
Yes. At 6:30 in the Town Hall, a meeting on Bishop Hospital and local health services. We did a petition. We got nearly 4,000 people signing the petition. And this is calling for permanent services for midwife-led maternity unit, breast screening, and maintenance of the urgent care centre. The breast screening and the midwifery have been both closed, and people in Bishop are not happy about this. So I've called this meeting, and it's people's opportunity to ask local NHS managers what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Now, the NHS has been under some horrendous pressure, especially at this time of year. And in particular, we noticed with Durham and Darlington, they're now saying that they're getting 60,000 patients through Durham a year. And that's not surprising when they've in fact closed Bishop.
No, well, this was what we all said when they... Well, Bishop Hospital's not closed. It's the A&E that was closed. Let's just be absolutely clear about this. That's what we all said when we all protested about the A&E closure, that, you know, the other hospitals wouldn't have the capacity. Lo and behold, they don't have the capacity. So now they need to spend more money on those two hospitals, which does not seem to people who live in Bishop to be a good use of public money when we've got a new hospital here. There's also another problem, which is the government cuts to local authorities. Now, what that means is that the county council has less money to look after old people. So sometimes old people are staying in hospital for 2 or 3 days longer because it's difficult to sort out the care package which they need in order to go home safely.
Now, are the NHS or are Durham health authority, are they actually going to like turn around, I mean, and say, right, okay, we think we need to change here? Do you think they're actually going to say, let's put some services back in, Bishop?
Well, what they've said is that they want to have elective services like knees and eyes and things like that in Bishop, and people can go and get those things done in Bishop, which is good. I think, though, that I was very disappointed that when they bought a new breast screening machine, they had the opportunity to put it in Bishop and they chose to put it in Darlington. And with the midwife maternity unit issue, the problem is, the underlying problem is a bad ambulance service. Now, we know from people not being reached by the ambulances in time when they call from home 999 that the ambulance service is not providing the speed that we need in our area. So I think there's a problem with the ambulance service.
Well, obviously, the ambulance service, to be fair to them, are under horrendous pressure, just like the nurses. I understand now that the Darlington NHS are not using agency staff anymore. They're going to try and get by and just use it on staff that they have, and that's causing pressure because they don't have the money to pay agencies.
No, well, agency staff is a waste of money, of course. I mean, it's quite ridiculous to pay an agency three times as much for the nurse as the nurse is being paid on the ward. That means, though, staffing up the hospitals to the right level. And, you know, I have a lot of sympathy with the junior doctors. I have a lot of sympathy with the nurses whose pay was frozen against the advice of the independent pay review body by Jeremy Hunt. I think if we want to sustain good quality health services in the medium term, we've got to treat the professionals who work in the NHS properly.
I totally agree. And of course, we've got North Tees now in the news in the last 24 hours. They're now not going to pay nurses for their meal breaks, their hour lunch break, which is just adding fuel to the fire, isn't it?
Well, that does sound a bit stingy to me, yes.
You know, I mean, that's saving money again. So, but there again, a lot of the nurses are saying, well, we don't get a break anyway.
well, which
they don't, you know. I mean, I can speak, you know, because my wife is a nurse anyway. And the pressure is definitely there. And basically, that, you know, I mean, at Darlington, I've seen 8 or 9 ambulances in a queue. And you just can't, you know, if the beds are blocked, then there's nowhere for them to go. And, you know, there has to be a let-up or somebody's got to give in. And I just can't see, I don't know about yourself, but I just can't see Darlington saying, well, hang on, we've made a mistake here at closing Bishop, they're going to reopen it again. Because it's always been a campaign of yours since it happened, isn't it?
It has, really, yes. It absolutely has. And you know, they say that they want services nearer to people's homes. Well, a lot of people live in Bishop. That is near to our homes. So I think they should just, you know, either they shouldn't make these promises or they should make them and keep them.
So this meeting is going to involve, obviously, the NHS. They're going to be there. You're going to be there. So we want, really, anybody that's really cared about Bishop Auckland Hospital since the closing of Casualty, which was in 2009, I believe, wasn't it?
Quite a
long time ago. You know, we've gone nearly, 6 years this year. And the pressure doesn't seem to get any easier each year. It seems to get worse, even though the government are saying that they've put more money in. But nobody seems to see the money.
No, well, I think that's partly because there are more old people, and obviously old people get iller and old people have accidents, so it's partly the demographic change. That's one of the problems. But, you know, the bottom line is people in this country are committed to the NHS. They want the NHS, and therefore we should organise it and manage it so they get what they want.
And that's what you were going to try and do, as always, a great supporter of the NHS, and in particular Bishop Auckland Hospital itself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've never run a petition where people were so keen to sign as the one on Bishop Hospital.
So the meeting is on Monday week. It's the 18th. And what time is it again?
6:30 in the town hall.
And how many people can it hold?
A couple of hundred.
So we need to see everybody there, and they'll get a chance to actually put questions to the NHS.
Yes.
So that'd be absolutely, you know, if you value Bishop Auckland Hospital like Helen does, really it's important that you get along there. And questions don't have to be put in writing or anything like that. You can just turn up and hopefully get a question put to the board.
And anybody who's on Twitter will have a Bishop Auckland Hospital hashtag, mm-hmm. and people can tweet about it and what they think about it.
Right, looking forward to 2016, Helen, being our local MP. What do you wish for in this year ahead?
Well, the good news is what's going on at Auckland Castle and 11 Arches. So, you know, I wish for good weather in the summer nights when those shows are get going. That's one of my New Year's wishes. On the national scene, we've got the European referendum, and I'm about to send out a survey to local businesses asking them about their trade and relations with the EU. On that, I'm supporting the EU because I think we probably get about 5,000 jobs through trade with Europe in our area. To give you an example, there's a quarry just outside Staindrop where they are selling the stone to Spain for the cathedral in Spain. So that's, you know, some of those jobs dependent on that. Or we've got the finance which came from Austria and Germany for the Thorns lighting factory in Spenny. And then Hitachi in Newton Aycliffe have been very clear that the fact that Britain is in Europe is one of the reasons why they've invested there, and that's 800 jobs immediately plus 800 jobs in the supply chain. So I think actually people around here have quite a lot of trade because we're a manufacturing area. Mm. You know, people here are selling stuff into Europe, and we need to be able to keep doing that.
And of course, obviously, it's not your it's not in your patch, but of course we've got Nissan at Sunderland. That would be an absolutely horrendous loss if we came out of Europe, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the risks is that people stop investing in this country. And, you know, the people who want to go out, they don't have a clear plan for what they would do. Do they want to cut themselves off from Europe completely, like, say, Canada's relationship with Europe? Or do they want to have the kind of relationship that Norway and Switzerland has, which, you know, is a different kind of relationship? All that would need to be negotiated. That would all take another 2 years. That would produce a lot of uncertainty, and uncertainty is not good for business investment. Businessmen like certainty.
So your vote, and certainly a lot of people's votes, you think is going to be to stay in?
Yes,
and I'm going to
I'm going to recommend that to people. I'm not saying Europe is perfect. I'm not saying that there can't be improved. Of course it can, but I'm saying, on balance, that's my view.
Hmm. Well, look, can I wish you all the best for the year? And again, thank you very much indeed for popping into 105.9 Bishop FM. And Helen, you, I mean, you're a great advocate for the area, and not only that, but for Bishop Auckland Hospital. And my heart goes out to you for that, because, as you know, I work there as well. And it, you know, I mean, I do think of all the staff, and you know, you walk through the corridors every day, and it's so quiet. And you think, look what they could do with that space. Look what it could be. You know, it was once a thriving place. It did not just operations. It treated everybody. And I think once they started rebuilding at Bishop, and then the services moved out, I'm thinking, are they going to come back? And it looks like, you know, hopefully, as people say to me when I actually work there, that I think it will turn around. I think it will actually come back in one big circle. Eventually, they'll sort of come to their senses and reopen facilities there again, because it's a brand new hospital.
Yeah, quite. Well, I really hope people will come to the meeting on Monday the 18th and make their views known.
Right, and you're on Twitter as well for that.
Yes, definitely. I'm at Helen Goodman MP.
And is the petition still open?
No, we closed the petition and I presented it in Parliament. I made a little speech. You can see that speech on my website. So we're now moving into the next phase, which is this meeting.
Right, okay. Now, have you got any surgeries coming up that people can visit if they want to visit?
I'm not doing one this afternoon.
No.
But we've got one next week. But I'm very sorry, I've not got that in my brain at the moment. Uh-huh. So people would have to go to the website or ring the office on 603075 to find out the precise time.
Well, look, Helen, thanks for popping in. And again, all the best for this year.